If you're one of the 25 million tourists visiting the National Mall this year, you can't help but notice that it's going through changes.
It's not a hindrance, but it is an eyesore, you know?
National Park Service Information Officer Carol Johnson says there are three massive construction projects.
We've never done projects quite this big. I mean, the Lincoln Reflecting Pool is the big kahuna.
The pool has been gutted and totally rebuilt.
Washington, D.C. is on a landfill, and it had started to sink. It was leaking about 500,000 gallons of water a week.
There's a levee project off to the side of the World War II Memorial for stormwater management.
It's sort of been unobtrusive during the construction, so we haven't had too many complaints.
And then there's this one. It's a construction project that has ripped apart four blocks of the National Mall. And it's just steps away from the Capitol, which is hosting a big Independence Day concert.
I'm going to be nowhere around. But I guess people will adjust, you know, or you have to divide them in two.
When it was built, the people who designed it never anticipated the use that we get on it now. We have inaugurations, we have demonstrations, we have concerts, and it has compacted the soil to the point that it is actually the consistency of concrete.
And while fences and an extra entrance are being added, part of the mall will be inaccessible on Independence Day.
The big difference this year is people won't be able to stand from 3rd to 7th, but we're confident that there's enough room for everybody.
The construction may be inconvenient, but many say the final product will be worth the wait.
Well, it's a little bit difficult to get around, but otherwise it looks like they're doing a good job with it. So hopefully it'll look great when they're done. We'll get back up when they're all finished with it.
The reflecting pool will be finished in August, and crews will complete the other two projects by the end of the year. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.